This is Marketplace Tech for Monday, June 5th. I'm Adrienne Hill in for Ben Johnson. Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference kicks off today, where Apple shows off what it's been working on, what's coming next. It's been a bit since Apple's had a wowzer-style hit on its hands. Molly Wood is our senior tech correspondent and joins us now. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Adrienne.
Why hasn't Apple had a big hit in a while? What's going on?
On the one hand, you could say Apple hasn't had a big hit other than every single iPhone they ever release.
Right. But we've had the watch. We've had TV.
Yep. And it's interesting because I think you could say the iPhone is the answer to both questions. It is their big hit. And it is probably the reason that they don't have any other big hits. Because, you know, when you look at the revenue chart, the place that Apple makes all of its money, it is astonishing how much of that comes from the iPhone. And so you can imagine that it is like a black hole inside that company. It sucks up most of the resources. Development on the iPhone is paramount, and you don't necessarily want to do things that risk upsetting your big moneymaker, killing your golden goose.
Is this year going to be any different?
You know, it doesn't look like it, I have to be honest. There are, of course, rumors that they're going to make a better use of Siri and potentially announce a home appliance type device. That would be a pretty logical extension of the brand. It would be hard to say now whether that would be a big hit.
Anything else you're going to be watching for during this week's conference?
You know, I continue to maintain that Apple's mobile operating system is the best in the business. And so I'm going to be watching what they, I know this sounds really boring, but I'm going to be watching what they do with iOS because I don't want them to break it. You know, they've been adding, in fact, you and I have had this conversation about how they've added so many features to iOS that it's gotten a little confusing. And Apple's entire brand promise is that it just works and it's easy to use. And if they break that, that's going to be a problem.
Marketplace's senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, not at all a dork. Thank you so much.
Super dork. My pleasure.
Hi, it's Ben Brock Johnson. Marketplace is here because these days it's essential to have an independent source explaining how the economy really works, not just for CEOs, but for everyone. Your support keeps this kind of reporting coming, and it's especially vital now at the end of our fiscal year. Visit marketplace.org/donate to contribute and to keep us in your world every day. And thanks.
Back in March, the Department of Homeland Security banned laptops on flights to the U.S. from 10 Middle Eastern and African countries. It's contemplating expanding the ban to U.S.-bound flights from Europe. That would mean a whole lot more people sitting on their hands instead of doing work. But it's not just downtime people are worried about. Dan Gilmore writes about technology and teaches at Arizona State University. He says there can be a real security risk in having to check your computer.
First of all, there's the risk of theft. People do steal luggage. The second risk is that someone might tamper with your hardware, put some kind of keylogger on it, or take a mirror image of the disk inside. And in general, there's this risk of being separated from essential and sometimes very sensitive data.
Who out there is going to be worried about this sort of thing?
Well, anybody in business who is carrying around things like trade secrets, lawyers, journalists, activists.
If the Department of Homeland Security does decide to expand this ban, are there any easy-ish solutions here?
Emphasis on the ish. Nothing completely easy except for perhaps buying a Chromebook, which runs Google's Chrome operating system, and basically everything in the way of data lives in the cloud. You have to take your chances on Google.
You got to trust the cloud, right?
Trust the cloud. Many people do. And that will work. But if you don't normally use Chrome, then you have a learning curve to do.
Dan Gilmore teaches at Arizona State University. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Major League Baseball has teamed up with Intel to live stream games in virtual reality.
That is a great play. Not a good play, a great play.
The VR games will be broadcast once a week, starting tomorrow, and will be available to folks with a Samsung Gear VR. Joining me to talk more about it is Sarah Kunst, sports tech whiz and CEO of Pro Day, which makes a sports fitness app. I asked her who VR baseball games are for.
You know, Major League Baseball has really struggled over the past couple of years with a lot of criticism that the game is sort of going too slow and they need to find a way to speed it up. And so with VR, it's not speeding it up in the sense of, hey, let's have fewer timeouts, but it's speeding it up in the way that we can consume it, right? So there might be a super amazing catch or home run that you end up watching kind of over and over again. And then there might be other parts that you just sort of, you know, zip right through because they're not that interesting.
Is it going to make any more baseball fans?
You know, who knows? To some extent, I think that it's probably about getting people who already sort of like baseball to get more into it. But when you look at who a baseball fan is, there's this really interesting arc of when people watch baseball. They tend to really like it and watch it when they're little kids because it's a very easy game to play out in the schoolyard. It's much easier than, you know, dunking when you're five. and then they kind of get older and they stop watching, they switch to, you know, football, basketball, whatever. And then they have kids of their own and they come back to it.
That's
and so my guess is that a lot of the people who have these VR headsets are right square in that middle kind of lull in their baseball viewership. And it might get them to come back, you know, a decade earlier, right?
It sounds like with these VR games, there'll be a lot of different viewpoints the audience can choose. Could there be cases where the audience is able to see, hey, that wasn't actually an error, even though it was recorded as an error?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that happens right now, right? But generally what the umpire decides stands. VR makes the peanut gallery more vociferous, probably, but I don't think it's going to change much about it.
Sarah Kunst is CEO of the sports app Pro Day. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm Adrienne Hill, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.